Yvette frowned. "Don't you go crazy too, please, Bug," she said. I lay back on the bed and I looked up to the ceiling, but all that was there were those long chains dangling down. I thought I could hang myself by the neck from those, no problem. In the afternoon, the farmer's wife came. She brought food. There was bread and cheese in a basket and a sharp knife to cut the bread with. I thought, I can cut open my veins with that knife if the men come. The farmer's wife was a kind woman. I asked her why was she doing this good thing for us. She said it was because we were all human beings. I said, "Excuse me, miss, but I do not think Yvette is a human being. I think she is another species with a louder mouth." Yvette and the farmer's wife started laughing then, and we talked for a little while about where we had all come from and where we were going to. She told me the direction to go to Kingston-upon-Thames, but she also told me that I shouldn't. "You don't want to go to the suburbs, dear," she said. "Neither fish nor flesh, the suburbs. Unnatural places, full of unnatural people." I laughed. I told her, "Maybe I will fit right in." The farmer's wife was surprised when we asked for 5 plates instead of 4, but she brought them anyway. We divided the food into 5 portions, and we gave the biggest helping to the daughter of the woman with no name, because she was still growing. That night, I dreamed about my village before the men came. There was a swing that the boys had made. It was the old tire of a car, and the boys had tied ropes around it and suspended it from the high branch of a tree. This was a big old limber tree, and it grew a little way apart from our homes, near to the schoolhouse. Even before I was big enough to go on the swing, my mother would sit me down in the dark red dust by the trunk of the limber so I could watch the big children swinging. I loved to listen to them laughing and singing. 2, 3, 4 children at once, all ways up, with legs and arms and heads all tangled up and dragging in the red scrape of dust at the lowest point of the swing. "Aye! Ouch! Get off me in the name of God! Do not push!" There was always a lot of chatter and joking around the swing, and up above my head in the branches of the limber tree, there were grumpy hornbills that shouted back at us.